You should have got a jigsaw piece. Anybody not got one? Could you just put it away? Like, sit on it or just put it under your chair for now. Okay. I came across this article a while ago. A couple of weeks ago, I don't know whether I was looking for something for this service or I was trying to find some resources for my Year 7 RS group. But it's from a website called Biblical Reflections for Busy Teachers. And this is part of what the person had written. Whilst travelling to a meeting a few months ago, I can genuinely say I saw something I've never seen before. While certainly not as dramatic as a new star in the sky, it did make a lasting impression on me. As I drove out of town, there was a man with a bucket and a mop washing a road sign. So often our thoughts on roads and travel are big picture thoughts. How do I get from A to B? Why is this road still covered with plastic cones when no one is working on any of the roadworks? How can I avoid getting stuck in a 10-mile traffic jam? Don't use the M6 southbound. Are they really going to build that road across that area of outstanding natural beauty? Here was someone focused on the small details, cleaning a road sign. And this person goes on to say that they're not someone who's got an eye for small detail. They're someone who just thinks perhaps about a bigger picture. What about us? You know, I'm okay with the big, big picture, the kind of John 3:16, the things that we've been singing about. The fact that God created and made this world, was involved in the creation of it, that he still loves it, that we messed it up. And that was the reason why Jesus came as a small baby. That was why the reason that Jesus had to die on a cross, so that we could be forgiven and that there would be, that he made a way, as we've sung at the start of the service, a way back to God that's available to anyone who wants to put their trust in God. That Jesus is alive, that he's seated at the right hand of God in heaven, and that one day he will come again. Amen? Yeah, okay, just checking. That one day he will come again. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. And that I'm assured, though I don't presume, that I will be part of that. Just as if I keep on being part of what God has for me in this life now. The big, big picture. God's plan for the world. I'm okay with that. But I know that I sometimes find it hard to see the bigger picture of my life and what's going on. I'm very much a person, and I always have been, even before I became a Christian, who lives for the day. That's just me. I don't know the reason for that. That's just perhaps something to do with my upbringing. But I think about the day a lot. And when I became a Christian, there's a verse in Matthew, I think it's in chapter 6, where Jesus says to the disciples, don't worry about tomorrow, because there's enough in the day. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof, in the day that you're in. So don't bother about tomorrow or worry about tomorrow. And I'd say that's certainly been true of my life in the last few years, that I've got enough in the day to not be thinking particularly about what's coming up ahead and get swept along with the detail of the day. Maybe some of it has to do with the fact that I probably feel that I'm at the time of life where I've made most of the big decisions that I need to make. You know, getting married, going to university, getting married, getting a job, having children, whichever way around. I've probably only got one more. And that's about retirement, and I'm not really thinking about that. Maybe that's another reason. But it's easy sometimes to get swept up in the detail of the day and not think about how that day is part of God's way for my life, the bigger picture of what God is wanting me to do. Simeon and Anna knew a big picture, didn't they? The big picture for them was something that all Jews knew about. The promise of a Messiah that would come and save the Jewish people from the other nations who were persecuting them. But Anna and Simeon also had a bigger picture for their lives, because they each felt that God had promised them that they would see the Messiah before they died. And both of them were faithful and clung on to that promise in their own way. They were confident that they would see, as Simeon puts it, the light of salvation in their own lifetime. But I wonder if they sometimes thought in the small detail of their lives, whether they doubted or were insecure or uncertain about that. Did Anna ever think, is the temple the right place where I'm going to see this Messiah? She was there continually praising and worshipping God. Did Simeon think, is this the day? When the day came, he knew it was the day, and he went to the temple to do his normal practices there as part of his role in the temple. But on all the preceding days and months and years, how much did they both remember that, the promise that they felt that God had given them? Did they get tied up in the small detail? How much were they aware, I was thinking, of the rest of the story of Jesus' birth? We tend to leave Simeon and Anna out a bit, don't we? And we put all the people together, the Magi, the shepherds, Mary and Joseph, and various other things that actually were never actually all together. That picture that Craig showed, the last one of the Magi, there's nobody missing. We've used it in school as a kind of question, as a starter. Who's missing from this picture? And the kids put their hands up and say, shepherds! No, they weren't there at the same time. The Magi visited later, at a different time. Simeon and Anna are forgotten parts of that whole picture of the birth of Jesus that we celebrate at this time of year, and that is so crucial and important because of what came next. Simeon and Anna didn't know any of what gone on before, probably, because there wasn't that kind of communication. You know, it wasn't videoed and stuck on YouTube. And they probably didn't know, perhaps because of their age, to be fair, of what came afterwards. Simeon certainly would never have known, although if you believe he's in heaven now, which I do, and that he's looking down and knows these things, then his words that was read to us in that reading are read nearly every day across the world. O Lord, let now thy servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation. They're part of the set service in Christian churches across the world. They wouldn't have known any of that bigger picture. And yet they were faithful and obedient and kept going. And when that moment of grace came, they received God's grace and rejoiced and worshipped at all that God was doing. What about us then? How do we feel? We could have some slides up, I think. Yeah, okay. Can we see the big picture, or are we tied up in little details? Do we know how we fit into God's plan? And are we open to all that God has for us? The themes that Keith and Paul have set actually for the whole year in terms of our Sunday services are to do with being open to God. Open to God in our lives and in every part of our lives. Open to all that he might have for us. The verse for the year that the leadership have put together is on the back there somewhere. I'll refer to it, but it's taken from Ephesians, and it's about having light and hope. Things that Simeon talks about in his prayer as well. Light and hope to be able to see what God wants to do in our lives, how we fit in to what he is doing, how we fit into the picture, the story that he has for our lives not just as individuals, but our lives together as well. So what about us? We like to have things tied up these days, don't we? We don't like loose ends. We live in a culture, particularly in the West, of instant answers to everything. But life often is not like that, is it? The big questions of life, the big decisions that some of us might be making over this year or in coming years, they're not always that easy. There's not always easy answers, are there? You've each been given a piece of jigsaw. Now, I come from a family, certainly on my father's side, who loved puzzles. My grandmother was doing the Guardian crossword up until she died, pretty much, in her 90s. She was still doing the cryptic crossword every day. My father was the same. And I've inherited that. I like puzzles, okay? And I quite like jigsaw puzzles, or at least I used to do a lot of jigsaw puzzles. We did as children. We had a particular puzzle that we'd get out every year at Christmas. And I think up until about 10 years ago, I would have... I'm trying to look at my husband. Oh, he's there. Okay. Behind me. I would have get out a jigsaw puzzle, wouldn't I? Usually at Christmas, and put it on a big piece of card so it could be put away when I hadn't finished it. And really enjoyed doing jigsaw puzzles. Probably the only one. Okay, which is why it used to get put away. But they take a long time, don't they? Does anybody do jigsaw puzzles these days? Do people? Okay, we've got some people who do jigsaw. Excellent, okay. They take a time, don't they? There's no instant answers in a puzzle. What I want you to do is just on your own, just look at the piece that you have got. And I'm going to pick up on what Craig says, despite the fact that he said he'd never ask him to do anything again. And telepathically, okay, think about the piece that you've got. Just look at it on your own. Don't show it to anybody else. Don't look at anybody else's. Just look at the piece you've got. And think about whether you can work out what the big picture is. And I don't want you to tell me if you have worked it out, but could you just raise your hand if you think you know what the bigger picture is? Okay, well, that's quite a lot, but not everybody. You're cleverer than I thought. And life's like that, isn't it? Some people look at the life that they've been given, the cards they've been dealt, what God is saying to them, and they know exactly what they're going to do, who they are, how they're going to be in life, how it's going to work out, how God's going to lead them, and they're confident about that, and they keep to that, and they know. But not all of us are like that, are we? For some of us, you know, the piece I've got here, I wouldn't have a clue unless I already knew, because obviously I do, what it's about. It's just blue, with a little bit of white on the bottom. I wouldn't have any idea what I'm supposed to do with this, or how it fits into what God is telling me, if you think about it spiritually. So I want you to look in little groups at the ones you've got and see if you can work out together, and whether you were right individually, work out together what you think the bigger picture is.